AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Parts of the Northeast experienced a 4.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. In an AP interview, William Yek from the U.S. Geological Services says earthquakes in the East Coast aren't common.
The East Coast earthquakes don't happen commonly. There are regions where we've seen larger historic earthquakes, but we don't see a lot of seismicity on the East Coast in general.
The U.S. and Chinese militaries have started talking again about safety in the Pacific region. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The meetings this week between defense officials and Hawaii were the first in nearly 2 years. Beijing had abruptly canceled the dialogue over a Taiwan dispute. The talks focused on unsafe and aggressive incidents involving ships and aircraft in the region. The U.S. sees military communications with China as critical to avoiding any accidents. It's part of a broader effort to thaw relations, which included a meeting last November between Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China now. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into medical technology for coronary care.
The healthcare giant says it's spending roughly $13 billion, or $335 per share, in a deal to acquire Shockwave Medical. The California-based company specializes in innovative intravascular lithotripsy, or IVL. That's using sound waves to dissolve calcium buildup in coronary and peripheral arteries. Along with stents, it can improve blood flow. Last year, J&J bought Massachusetts-based Abiomed, which makes surgically implanted heart pumps, as part of the company's new focus after splitting off its consumer health division, known for products like Tylenol Band-Aids and Neutrogena. I'm Jennifer King.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 113 points, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lindley Sanders reports a new AP poll finds Americans think a president's powers should be checked unless their side wins.
Would it be a good thing or a bad thing for the next president of the United States to take action on the country's important policy issues without waiting for Congress or the courts? A new poll from the AP Newark Center for Public Affairs Research asks U.S. adults this question. We found that when a specific candidate's name was not mentioned, only about 2 in 10 U.S. adults said it would be a good thing. Republicans were slightly more likely than Democrats to consider this a positive thing. However, Republicans and Democrats were both more likely to accept this type of unilateral presidential action when asked about a scenario where their party's presidential candidate is elected in 2024.
America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding a sizzling 303,000 workers to their payrolls. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.